Thank you. Thanks so much. How's it going, everybody? Good to see you. Beautiful day to be outside playing music. Sun's in our eyes at the moment, but I think that's going to change. How many people are seeing us for the first time? Oh, great. Glad to have you with us. You might be wondering what's going on with the drums. Please welcome a gentleman who's come all the way from the year 2050 to play for you here today. On the Synthax drum guitar, the one and only Future Man. How's everybody doing? All right, well, you know what? In case you didn't know it, on the bass guitar, please welcome Victor Lemon Nugent.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. And over here we have our one-man horn section, Mr. Jeff Coffin.
How are you guys doing? Did everybody all right? All right. Been walking around checking out some animals, checking out some different things here at the wonderful zoo. So thanks for having us here, and it sure is good to see all you folks out here tonight. Last but not least, over there playing a whole lot of banjo for you. He's so good we named the group after him. Show him how the zoo says hello. Mr. Bay Lefek over there in the banjo.
Thanks a lot, thank you. We'll be playing a lot of music today from our new CD called Little Worlds. It's a triple album for those times when two CDs just isn't enough. This is a tune called Poindexter.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Guys doing okay? Thank you. You guys are real sports. We haven't played any of our old song. And you guys seem to be putting up with it, and we really appreciate that. So let's just keep on. You guys are okay with it? This is next one is also from Little World. Actually, everything we played. What are you gonna do? So this is one Victor brought to the band. It's called Latitude. Thank you. This next tune is written by Jeff Coffin, and I've been trying to understand exactly what this song is about. In fact, Future Man and I were having some discussions about what this song is about. And, you can go back a little bit. You know what it's about? We'll get back to you. Hey, Future Man.
Yeah.
What do you think Jeff's song is about?
Well, it starts with this three-disc thing, you know. First of all, you know, one disc is not enough, two discs is not enough. And I just feel like subconsciously, you know, after watching Lord of the Rings 1, Lord of the Rings 2, and Lord of the Rings 3, where they make all three movies, Matrix 1, Matrix 2, Matrix 3, Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Terminator 3 too many, that felt...
He says that's not really what the song's about.
Okay, well, disc 1, this is my disc 1 theory. I have a theory that this song, Sherpa, has something to do with people behind the scenes. So I'm like, okay, I think Jeff might have been taking a futuristic approach where you go back to the first flat screen or laptop, which was known as the Etch-A-Sketch. And it had a mouse on either side that you could, you know, use both hands to make a line to go back and forth. And there was guys behind the scenes said, well, in the future, this is pretty cool.
Jeff says that's not what it's about.
Oh, okay. Let me go to disc two theory. Disc two theory is kind of like behind the scenes. There's a Sherpa behind the scenes in this movie, Lost Boys. It was not obvious, but Grandpa was like a half vampire the whole time. It's about vampires. And so behind the scenes, he worked to save the day and redeem.
That's not it either.
Okay. Disc three. This is my disc.
It's the last theory. Turn. It's the last time.
Okay. Well, you know, baseball. Three strikes. Okay, so. Disc three. Okay, Sherpa. I feel like Sherpas are like people that carry stuff. So we're talking Mount Everest now. Climbing a mountain climbers, a lot of gear. They're going for the summit. They're going for the gusto. Seize the day, carpe diem, oh, captain, my captain. The air is thin. They're breathing deep. And as they reach the summit, we notice that we're watching this on an IMAX film. And he reaches the summit, and the cameraman is shooting his picture from the top of the mountain as he reaches the summit. And it's like, dude, the cameraman is already there. So this song is about the Sherpas carrying the stuff behind the scenes, unseen, unbeknownst to the people that they're done. And so that's what I think this song is about.
It's a theory. Okay. This has been a message from your local Future Man. We want to send this out to some people that do a lot of unthanked work for us, our stage crew, the Sherpas in this situation here. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Thank you all for being here this evening. I had a great time playing for you. So glad to be back here in Seattle once again. I want to thank everyone here at the Zoo for being so kind to us today. And I hope we can do it again so we can meet back one more time. Thank you. Thanks a lot. Before we go tonight, we want to give you the opportunity to listen to the big Flectone play some solo banjo for you. The rest of us will get out of the way and let him speak through the five-string banjo. He comes from a little small island, a little exotic island called Manhattan. New York City, where he loaded up his banjos and moved to Tennessee. We'll make him feel welcome one more time, Mr. Baylor Flint.
Thanks so much, everybody. Thank you.
You guys have really been a wonderful audience, and I do want to remind you, you've been listening to Victor Lamont Wooten on the bass. Jeff Conklin on the winds. And the Future Man on the synthbacks drum guitar. All right,
how about it though for Beta Flack? Beta Flack on the
we'll be right back. Thank you.